In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This Thursday, and continuing on today and through this coming week, we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension of our Lord into heaven. The Feast of the Ascension marks the end of the 40 days of Pascha, but it also marks the beginning of an anticipation for the promise of the Holy Spirit that we see commemorated on the Feast of Pentecost. One of the psalms that prophesied the ascension is Psalm 46 in the Septuagint, Psalm 47 if you're looking in a typical King James or other modern translation based on the Hebrew text. It begins with the word, "Clap your hands, all you nations, shout unto God with a voice of rejoicing." The fathers say that what's going on here is the imagery is of an army that's shouting and clapping and triumphing over their enemies. St. John Chrysostom goes to great lengths to say that this is not an indication that in church we should be literally clapping our hands or shouting during the services as some Protestants do. He points out that in the scriptures he talks about trees of the field and the waters clapping their hands, but we don't take those literally. And there's other places in the scriptures where it talks about things in a figurative sense. What's being pointed here is the joy and the satisfaction that we should have in what Christ has accomplished. "For the Lord Most High is terrible, a great king over all the earth. He has subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet." Even before the resurrection, Christ was terrifying to his enemies. The demons, when they encountered him, begged for mercy. When the Jewish leaders were very much afraid of him, which is why they sought to kill him, Pilate, his earthly judge, was terrified of having to judge him, and his wife warned him of what to have nothing to do with him, and he was at a loss as what to do. And of course, when the earth shook and the clouds were darkened and the veil of the temple was rent in two, all the people that witnessed these things were very much afraid. How much more, St. John Chrysostom points out, are they in fear now after he has risen from the dead and ascended into the heavens? "He hath chosen us for his inheritance, the beauty of Jacob, which he loved." St. Paul says, not all Israel is Israel. And what the fathers say is being referred to here is that the inheritance that God has chosen is the beauty of Jacob, not those who are genetically or racially Jewish, but those who have the beauty of faith, who have embraced Christ. Those are the true Israel, as St. Paul says, the Israel of God. "God has gone up in jubilation, the Lord with the voice of the trumpet. Christ ascends from earth to his throne." This is what we talk about in the Creed when we confess that Christ ascended into the heavens and sits at the right hand of the Father. He ascended to the heavens to sit at the right hand of the Father, to sit on his throne and to begin his reign. Oh, sing praises to our God, sing praises to our King, sing praises. Just as the music of an army, back in the days when armies had music, bands and that sort of thing, it would strike fear into the hearts of their enemies. So when we sing praises to God, the fathers tell us that the demons flee. This is why the Psalms say, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise should continually be in my mouth." We constantly have the praise of God on our lips. We will constantly be triumphing over the enemy. "For God is King of all the earth. Oh, sing ye with understanding." When it talks about singing with understanding, the fathers say it's important for us to not only be attentive when we're praying or when we're in church and singing the hymns of the church, but that we understand what it is that we say. That's one of the reasons why it's so important for us to take the time to study the scriptures, because so much of our services come from the scriptures, and if you don't understand the scriptures, you can't really understand the services of the church. Also, you need to read instructional material, such as The Law of God by Father Seraphim Slobodskoy, is a very good catechetical book. You need to be availing yourselves of other opportunities, for example, Sunday school. These are occasions when we teach you all the things that you need to understand to fully understand your faith, and particularly to understand the services of the church. God is king over the nations. God sitteth upon his holy throne. Christ has ascended to sit at the right hand of the Father. In Psalm 109 or 110 in the King James, it begins with the words, "The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand until I make mine enemies the footstool of thy feet." Christ is on the throne, but there awaits the fullness of that reign to come. All of his enemies are not yet the footstool of his feet. In the book of Acts we read this on the Feast of the Ascension, "And while they looked up steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. We will see Christ come in the clouds just as he ascended in the clouds, and he will come, and that will be the fullness of the reign of Christ." And just before this, in Acts chapter 1, the apostles were speaking to him, and they said, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel to Israel?" And he said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." In the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, Christ says to the apostles right before his ascension, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." We, as Orthodox Christians, should be endued with power from on high. We should avail ourselves to the grace that is available to us and open our hearts to the Holy Spirit so that we have that power that is promised for us, so that we can do our job to advance the kingdom of Christ, to be his witnesses throughout this world, and to hasten that day that Christ's enemies are made his footstool. As St. Paul said in the reading from the Acts today, that grace is able to build us up and to give us an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Amen.